We're back at Red Bull Arena with Brian White. Yeah, Flemington, New Jersey's Brian White, member of the New York Red Bulls. You have to be excited about the 2020 season, Brian.
Yeah, obviously it's been a long off season for us, and you know we're all just really excited to get out there in front of our home fans again.
Now, there's been changes in the stands for the fans. There's been more development outside Red Bull Arena. This all comes to the fact that you guys have really reached out to the community. What has been some of the things you've done during the off season that has impressed you about the fans, the community?
Yeah, I think obviously it's important that we get the community involved, especially being, you know, we want more and more people to come to games and support us. So anytime we can reach out and really help a lending hand and bring more people into the stadium is a great opportunity for us.
Those who haven't experienced Red Bull Arena or Major League Soccer, why do you think they should be here?
I think it should be because you know, we play a very exciting brand of soccer. I think even if you're not new to the game, I think it's exciting to watch. Even if you don't really understand what's going on, we play at such a high pace, high intensity that it's exciting for anyone who wants to come and see a fun soccer game.
What part of your game have you worked on during the offseason to make you an even better player?
Yeah, I think for me it's important that I continue to work on holding the ball up and bringing more guys into the play, whether that's turning and driving at defenders or just laying it off and getting in the box. So, yeah, there's a lot of things I wanted to work on, but those are some main aspects I thought were important.
When did you know that you had the skills that you were going to be a professional at this sport?
For me it was always a dream, and I always try to keep a positive, mindset that one day it'll happen once I get my opportunity. You know, every time I get a chance, I want to impress, and you never know who's watching. So for me, it was always to keep a positive mindset and just keep working hard and, eventually, hopefully, get my chance.
There are many players from New Jersey and New York on the Red Bulls team. Now, what that does is when you see youngsters come into the stadium, they start dreaming of being the next Brian. So what's your advice to them as far as they were in your shoes? What's your advice to them?
My advice would just be to, always work hard and, have fun with the game. I think one thing I think is important is that anytime you have a chance to go out and get on the ball, whether it's by yourself in your driveway or your backyard or with friends, I think you should take every opportunity you can to play and, listen to your coaches and just keep dreaming. You know, no matter what happens, just always have a positive mindset and work towards your goals.
How many family members come to the games? And is it more pressure for you the more family that comes, or do you block that all out?
I think for me, I think my dad comes to games. My mom just moved to the Carolinas, so she's coming up for the opener. I got aunts and uncles, so I always have people and friends. So I always have people asking for tickets. So I don't think it's pressure. I think it just brings the game to life a little bit more because I always want to play well for them because they've supported me throughout my whole life. So it's important for me to kind of reward. I guess I don't know if reward's the right word, but return the favor for everything that they've done for me by playing well for them.
A lot of people have said this team has for years the talent to win it all, but has somehow fallen a little short every time. What can be done differently this year, you think, that can put you over the top?
Yeah, I think for us, that's always going to be the end goal, and I think obviously we've fallen short a few times, but I think if we stay to our style of play, we stick together as a team, we trust in each other, I think it will happen, and we just have to keep believing, keep working hard for that end goal.
Can you compare the people get used to seeing the Premier League and then they come see Major League Soccer? Can you compare that kind of activity to what's going on here in the MLS?
Yeah, obviously, there's no secret that the English Premier League and those leagues in Europe are the top of the level of soccer, and that's always going to be the goal for not only players but the league itself to kind of improve and get to that level of respect in terms of world soccer, world football.
There was a media day here today, and so there were all kinds of good eats. Did you partake, and what did you like?
Yeah, I was just about to head over there when you came and talked to me. So I heard there's a good spicy chicken sandwich. I haven't had a chance to try it yet, but that was what I was going for.
And we appreciate you spending some time with us. Good luck this season.
Thank you so much.